Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. We are at Itmar Avnei Har Sheni Daldilu. Itmar Avnei Har Sheni Daldilu. The first one line is Natu, about 12, 13 lines down the page. So the Mishnah had said that a har, a mountain that is worshipped, does not become Asur Bahana'ah. So there's a Machlokas Amaraim. What about rocks that are removed from the mountain and are then worshipped? Do they become Asur Bahana'ah? So Itmar Avnei Har Sheni Daldilu. Let's say you have rocks of a mountain that have come off of the mountain and the guy worshipped those rocks. B'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. So this became a machlokas between the Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar asuros, one of them said it's asur, v'chad amar mutaros, and the other said it's mutar. My time in demand the amar mutaros. What's the reason for the one who says that it's mutar ba'na, even though they're not attached anymore to the mountain? Because kehar, they have a status like the mountain itself. Mahar she'en bo tfisa sidei adam, umutar. Avhani she'en bo tfisa sidei adam, umutarin. Just like the mountain is not made by human hands and is mutar b'ana, so too these rocks are not made by human hands because and they weren't even chiseled by human hands, they weren't taken off the mountain by human hands, and mele they're going to be mutar b'ana. So according to this shita, the pasuk is teaching us that a mountain is not usur, not because it's attached to the ground, it has nothing to do with its attachment to the ground, but it's all because of maisa b'dei adam, that it's not nase al yidei adam. So ask the Gemara, malahar shekin mukh. Yeah, but how do you know that that's what the pasuk is saying? Maybe the pasuk is saying that a mountain is not asur b'ana because a mountain is mechubar lekarka, but that which is not mechubar lekarka, like the rocks that have come off of a mountain, are asur b'ana. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't assume that chibur lekarka is the koveya, is the reason that a mountain that's worshipped is mutar b'ana, because behema tochiach. Someone who bows to a behema does not ask for the behema. It's mutar b'ana, and the behema is not mechubar lekarka. So you have to say that the real reason that something is mutar b'ana is because it doesn't have tfisa sidei adam. And a behema also does not have tfisa sidei adam. It's not made at all by human hands. But mal behema shekin balos chayim. Maybe a mountain is really mutar b'ana because it is mechubar lekarka, and a behemah is mutar b'ana for a different reason, because it happens to be a balas chayim. But rocks that have been removed from mountain, which are neither mechubar lekarka nor are balei chayim, should be asur b'ana. So it says, "Well, no, har yochiach." A mountain shows that being a bal chay doesn't matter. That even that which is not a bal chay is mutar b'ana. V'chazer adin lo rizek rizeh v'lo rizek rizeh. Hatzara shavish ben shein ben tfisi de adam umutter afkal shein ben tfisi de adam mutter. So it's from the combination of har and behema that we learn that all that doesn't have tfisi de adam is mutter bahana. Meaning we assume that there is one criteria for making something mutar b'hana'ah, and since the only shared criteria that both things that are mutar b'hana'ah have, that both a mountain and a behemah have, is that they are both ein ben tfisa sidei adam, so we assume that is the one and only criteria for what it takes for something to be mutar b'hana'ah, and therefore a rock that is removed from the mountain also, it doesn't have tfisa sidei adam and will be mutar. So says the Gemara, but wait, ma'al atzara shavash ben but there's another thing that a behemah and a mountain have in common, and that is that they never changed from the way they were originally made, as opposed to a rock that comes off of a mountain. So the limud should really be from a behemah that's a bal mum, which is also not asur when you worship it, umehar, and from a mountain, meaning the combination of a behemah balas mum and a mountain, v'inami mi behemah tama ume ilon yavesh, or from a behemah that's not a balmum, but a tree that has dried out. So in both of those cases, one of the items is nishtana mibriyasan, and nevertheless, you still see that it's mutar b'ana. So you can therefore derive that a rock, even though it's nishtana mibriyasan, a rock that has come off of a mountain, can still be mutar b'ana. So the Gemara explains the reason for the opinion that asers avnei har shenidaldilu umandi aser. The Amoru holds that rocks that come off of a mountain that are subsequently worshipped become aser. Why? why, what's wrong with the Tzad HaShava that we just learned from, that they should be mutter. L'hach yiksiv shaketz tishaktenu v'sa'ev tisa'avenu di'afel gav da'asya medina lehetera lotasya. That the one that holds that it's asr would say that the pasuk goes out of its way to tell me that even though you would reasonably make this drasha of the Tzad HaShava that we just made, there's an extra pasuk to tell me that nevertheless, it's going to be asur b'hana'a. So let's make a main point over here. The opinion, there's a machlokas whether rocks that come off of a mountain and are subsequently worshipped become asur b'hana'a. The one that holds that it's mutter learns it from a combination of behema and har, which are both mutter b'hana'a. And the one that holds that it's asr learns it from the pasuk of shaketz tishaktenu v'sa'ev tisa'avenu. So the Gemara tries to figure out we mentioned before it's a machlokas, and we mentioned who the parties of the machlokas are, that it was Rabbi Yochanan and the Bnei Rabbi Chia, who happened to be Chizkiah and Yehuda, the sons of Rabbi Chia, but we never mentioned who says what, which opinion takes which side of the machlokas. So to stay in the Bnei Rabbi Chia de Sharu, it must be that the Bnei Rabbi Chia, they're the ones that hold that it's mutter. Why? D'boy Chizkiah, because Chizkiah, who was one of the Bnei Rabbi Chia, raised the following shayla. Zokaf beitza l'shtachavusla. Let's say a person stands up an egg in order to bow down to that egg. Mahu. Does that egg become asur b'hana? So kasalka daita, we're originally going to work with the assumption that l'shtachavusla v'hishtachavela, that we're talking about a case where he stood up the egg to bow to it, and then he actually did bow to it. V'kami b'yle, haiz kifasa, yihavi maisa, ilavi maisa. And the whole shaila is standing up the egg considered a maisa that's done by human hands, and therefore the beitza becomes asur because it's an avodah zarah that was done bidei adam, or do we not consider it a maisa that was a significant maisa done by people, and therefore it would not be asur avalo zakaf? But if he would not have stood up the egg, certainly, and he worships it lo mitasra, then the egg would not become Maser, because it was not a Maisi de Adam. So Shema Mina B'nei Rabbi Chia D'Shari. So you see that it's the B'nei Rabbi Chia that hold that a Har and a Behema that are worshipped, the reason that they're Mutter is because there's no Tfisa Sidei Adam. And therefore, an egg, if you were to qualify an egg as something, if you were to categorize an egg as something that does not have Tfisa Sidei Adam, it too would be Mutter. So the Gemara says, nah, not such a great Raya. Lo, you don't have a Raya from there. The B'nei Rabbi Chia are the ones that are Matir, the Avanim. Because the Olamei Melech B'nei Rabbi Chia da Asri, really I can tell you the B'nei Rabbi Chia are the ones that Asr, the rocks that come off of the mountain and that are not Bali Chayim, even though they're not Maisi B'dei Adam. And the case of the Beitza, Dishtachavala Aval Gavdolo Zakva Asura, even if you didn't do a Maisa, if you actually bowed to it, Itaka would be Asur. You know what they were talking, you know what the Shaila was that B'nai Rabbi Chia were asking, that Chizkiah asked about the egg? V'achamai Eskinon Shazakav Beitza Lihishtachavasla. But v'lo hishtachavela. His whole shaila was, what if you were zokeh if the beitza, you stood up the egg in order to bow to it, but then you never actually bow to it. So says Gemara Uleman, whose opinion would he be assuming like by asking such a shaila? There is a machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that we're going to have on Daf Nun Aleph, where Rabbi Shmuel holds that an avodah zarah belonging to a Jew becomes asr as soon as it's made, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it only becomes asr when it's worshipped. When you stand up an egg in order to worship it, you are creating an avodah zarah. So, if the suffix is according to Rabbi Yishmael, that avodas kavim shel Yisrael asura miyad, that a Jew's avodah zarah becomes asura immediately, so then asura, then for sure the egg is going to be asura. There's no room for a suffix. And if you're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that an avodah zarah shel Yisrael only becomes asura once it's worshipped, halopalcha, well then you never worshipped it, and for sure it's not going to be asr, for sure, it's going to be mutter. So what is Chizkiah Safek, if in fact the case is that you never ultimately worshipped it. So says Gemara Lo Tzricha Kigon Shezakav Beitza L'Shtachav Asla V'Lo Shtachav La Ubo V'Chav M'Shtachav La. Now his suffix is a Jew stands up the egg with the intent to worship it. He never actually gets around to worshiping it, but a guy then comes and worships it. Ki Hadam Ravi Dam Shmuel Yisrael Shezakav Levena L'Shtachav Asla V'Lo Chav M'Shtachav La Asura. Because Ravi Dam Shmuel told us that if a Jew stands up a brick in order to bow to it, and then a guy comes and bows to it, it's that brick is going to be asur ba'ana, even though a person can't asur something that doesn't belong to him, and that brick belongs to a Jew. But when the Yisrael stood up that brick in order to bow to it, it's his way of expressing that he's happy with the idea of it becoming an avodah zarah. So when the guy subsequently bows to it, he's fulfilling the ratzon of that Jew. So it's not a problem of him making asuring something that doesn't belong to him. So Chizkiah's shaila was Levenahu deminkra zekifas avol beit alo adil maloshna. His whole shaila was about an egg. Is an egg the same as a brick? Do we say that a brick, it's much more obvious when you stand it up, but an egg is not as obvious, so maybe it wouldn't have the same status? Or maybe not, maybe that doesn't make a difference whether it's an egg or it's a brick. So let's do main point over here. The Chizkiah raised the shaila, if a Jew stands up an egg to be mishtachaveh to it, whether it's asur or mutter. But we had three interpretations of that shaila. One interpretation was he stood it up to be mishtachaveh and he was mishtachaveh to it. Second interpretation was he stood it up to be mishtachaveh and he wasn't, and nobody was mishtachaveh to it. And then the third interpretation is he stood it up to be mishtachaveh and then a guy was mishtachaveh to it. So is that the same as a brick, where it's going to become Aser Bahana? So let's stop over there, and we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the page, Be'ezus Hashem, next time.